Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Staying in the vein of trying to be as, transparent as possible without giving away too much information, I think many people who are attracted to crypto are excited about it because of the concerns that the advocate just raised, is that they'd like to be able to operate, in a space that is not necessarily on the grid of the grand system of capitalism, feel as though it's a safer way to transact, to invest, and amongst the other areas of attraction is that blockchain tends to, or is advertised to, give a little bit of anonymity to counterparties within a transaction. Well, SARS would beg to differ. SARS has issued a warning to the approximately 5.8 million South Africans who hold crypto assets and have not declared, many of whom have not declared them in their tax filings, that they are, in fact, not only able to create, to assess this information, claim this information in particular from CASPs or crypto asset service providers, but also from the platforms on which you trade. It would behoove you, if you are amongst these 5.8 million and particularly the majority who have not necessarily filed tax information or declaration on these, to do so on a voluntary process. To help us understand the thinking behind this and, of course, the motivation, I'm joined this evening by Jashwin Baiju, Associate Director and Head of Strategic Engagement and Compliance at Tax Consulting SA. Jashwin, thank you so much for joining us on Kaya Biz. Just remind us again why this is so important.
Good evening, and thank you for having me on. So cryptocurrency, as we know, started many, many years ago. And at that stage, it was unclear as to how it would be viewed from various countries and what the tax treatment would be, what the financial implications of disposals, swaps, exchanges, etc. of those crypto assets would be. And SARS has, over the last 2 or 3 years, then been gradually ramping up their focus on crypto asset compliance, but still without any concrete actual guiding note to determine how taxpayers must actually declare, how they must treat. And now fast forward to literally today, when SARS issues this media release and says, listen, you know, we're aware that from the 5.8 million South Africans that are actively engaging in crypto trading, a lot of you are being very naughty. You're not declaring. It's our legal obligation as SARS to account for any income or assets, etc., including crypto exchanges. And going even further, they're saying, well, guys, you know, similarly to the relationship SARS has with your banks, your financial institutions, where they may request taxpayer-specific information at any given time, and that institution must oblige, is exactly what's happening with your crypto trading platform. So blockchain is no longer that mysterious, invisible platform where you can make money and nobody knows.
Correct. Now, one of the things, and to your point, that's been undertaken for some years now, is obviously SARS has done investigation, but even National Treasury, I think, since at least 2019, has been doing investigation into how to classify crypto currency and crypto in general. You know, is it fiat? Is it an asset? And the way it is classified, as we understand it, certainly for SARS's purposes, is that it is a financial instrument, which means it does fall into an asset class, which means it can earn revenue, as people know, which means that revenue can be taxed. Now, one of the things that SARS indicated in this statement is that, and one of the things that Tax Consulting SA highlights, is that one could be taxed on capital gains, income, or even VAT. Help us understand how those three might, or certainly the VAT might play out.
Yes, correctly. So when we speak to VAT, remember VAT is typically applicable to corporate entities. And there are a number of cryptocurrency traders or investors that have gone on to then license themselves with the FSCA and in some cases get the South African Reserve Bank endorsement on either a standard or an advanced trading model, allowing them to actually trade on behalf of customers, and that is where your corporate taxes would kick in.
Right.
Noted that obviously even on your corporate income tax, it's then at a rate of 27 as averse to what could cap at 45 if they are conducting the trading or investing activity in their personal capacities. And then your differentiation between whether it falls into your marginal tax rate as an individual or whether it is more a capital asset and therefore disposal attracts capital gains tax is a very factual inquiry. And one key element as well, is there a capital intention? What is the transactional frequency? If you are frequently transacting, then your crypto assets are more akin to trading stock. Therefore, it is revenue in your hands. Mm. However, if it's more of a long-term holding, as people do with investments, with shares, with other types of diversified portfolios, then you would be looking more at the capital gains. And obviously, it's then very important to note, you can apportion your capital versus revenue as long as you have the correct underlying supporting documents. I think that's where SARS are placing a lot of focus in this warning to crypto traders and investors that you must have the underlying documents. And factually, if we're requesting it from you, there is a likelihood that we may have already asked your exchange for it, and it's more of a verification exercise than it is an information gathering exercise.
Two things to that, Jason. Well, the one being that SARS has also indicated that there will be sort of major compliance amongst ministers of finance. A meeting will be held in November. They haven't indicated exactly which minister of finance, but they have indicated that, of course, the counterparty countries in which various global platforms operate are complying with the likes of SARS and other tax regimes. So one shouldn't think that if something is offshore, it's ungrabbable. And then the second thing I wanted to highlight was they've also highlighted that it's not necessarily that one will end up getting just a slap on the wrist or a demand for payment. One could be seen as a quote-unquote criminal in the cryptoverse. And how would that play out?
Yes. Yeah, so there's two points there. The first is, while the automatic exchange of information with other jurisdictions is something that's been in place for a couple of years now, and now it's a case of just expanding that scope to your CASPs, all right? So if we think of the old school, your traditional investment, your offshore bank accounts, etc., you know, that's already been going on for a couple of years. Hence, you have the SARS high wealth individual unit. You have the high net worth specific disclosure, which is a very detailed document that wealthy taxpayers must complete when they file their annual tax returns. And it's because of that cross-border exchange of information that's already in place. And then moving on, obviously, to the criminality side of things. While we've seen in the last about year and a half that SARS have taken an exceptionally hard stance, and that is being bolstered by the NPA, the IDAC, conducting joint investigations with SARS. And there's many recent examples. I mean, you see it in the media all the time. There's a businessman in Durban that's now spent a couple of weeks behind bars, sure, not because of, you know, him directly doing this in his individual capacity. No, because he exercised financial control over some companies that are tax non-compliant to a very great extent, of course. But, you know, he's been behind bars. You've got these celebrity chefs. You've got very, very famous names. I think the most recent was one of the TV producers. He's now sitting with a massive tax problem. And the thing is, you know, when SARS or when the NPA or whomever is looking at securing successful convictions, the thing with contravention of a tax act, while is that contravention, be it willfully or negligently, can stick. Now, in your normal course of action in the courts, intention is always a key thing. You know, yes, you must do it intentionally. They have to prove that intention. Contravention of a tax act, on the other hand, well, that was specifically amended, think about it, 2 years back.
Yes. And ignorance is not an excuse in that case.
There we go, to include negligence.
Last question, Jashwin, was just to say, you know, SARS in general, but Ed Kieswetter in particular, as a commissioner, have a very big stick first kind of warning system, then carrot in the form of a little bit of, if compliance is brought through, we won't be as mean to you. And then the stick comes after. And the voluntary disclosure program appears to be the carrot in between after this big warning. And that is that available to people who also may have intentionally avoided paying tax?
So your voluntary disclosure program has been around for a number of years, right? And your key requirement there is very much in the name. And, you know, the Kieswetter has mentioned it in his statements. And you're 100% right. I mean, under Commissioner Kieswetter, we've seen SARS undergo a tremendous transformation, implementing the use of AI, technological advancements, etc. But also, his 9 strategic objectives to, 1, make voluntary compliance easy and sometimes seamless, and 2, well, make non-compliance hard and costly. That's exactly what he's doing. So if we think VDP, Voluntary Disclosure Program, 1, you must approach SARS voluntarily, meaning SARS cannot have sent a letter of demand, an audit, or anything of that nature. And 2, what the VDP serves to ultimately do is it protects the non-compliant individual from penalties. And now when I say non-compliant, we're talking about tax returns were filed, but full declaration, in this case on crypto, was not made, because your other requirement for VDP to actually work is all tax returns have been filed. Otherwise, they were just under declarations or non-declarations of specific items, which the VDP corrects, saves the taxpayer the penalties being sought, and also by approaching SARS voluntarily, entering into this and paying your capital correct tax with a bit of interest, it also acts as a safeguard against prison time. Because the way we see it and the way the market is going with all of these examples of criminal convictions, quite soon our prisons are likely to be filled up with those who have contravened tax acts. And SARS, they've said it in there. Exactly. Yeah. It's in their statement saying they want to bolster audit capacity to actually be able to properly forensically audit these crypto platforms, crypto traders, etc. And then you've got SARS looking to privatize certain functions, firms have tended for.
I'm so sorry, I'm with you, and I'm hearing you now speaking about the privatization, but we do have to leave it there, unfortunately. So such rich insight that you do have, and thank you so much. Please check out Tax Consulting SA. Jashwin Baiju is Associate Director and Head of Strategic Engagement and Compliance, and as you can hear, has a wealth of knowledge on the subject.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.